This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is DJ Sweet Fig and
Remy.
We are the show. We are It's All About Perspective, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Always a mouthful. Always well said.
That one felt good.
Yeah.
That one felt good.
Rolled right off
that
the tongue.
Felt, yeah. It actually makes me wonder if I shouldn't have acknowledged it.
Oh. Well, that's my fault, though. Next time.
It's like sometimes, like if you shoot something into the garbage, uh-huh. And you're like, ah, like it's, if it's cool.
It's less cool than if you just hit
if you
the
just
shot,
do it and walk out. But you do need an audience, and
that's
we have
true.
An audience. So maybe next time.
Next time. Not a word will be spoken
well,
about that.
As always, we'll be with you for the next hour, and let's do this.
Let's listen to some music.
All right, I'm ready, dude.
You and I, against the world. That's what you told me that night in the terminal as we were boarding. And I know you meant it, holding my hand so tight as we flew from Lafayette back to Pacific time. And you laid your head on my shoulder. A couple tears we shed over Arizona, an emotional roller coaster. Yeah, we ride the highs and lows. We ride the highs and lows. You'll never be alone, even when your world explodes. 'Cause after all the smoke, whoa, clear, I will be right here. I will be right here when the smoke clears. Smoke clear. And when I hit the wall back in December, I took my hardest fall, but we fell together and we spent the weekend pacing the hotel room at the West End in Dublin. Never felt so close to you. When the smoke clears. You and I against the world. That's what you told me. We ride the highs and lows.
Running from love, running from love.
All right, you just heard "Smoke Clears" by Andy Grammer, followed by "One Thing" by Son Holo. I see what they did there. And "My." Actually, "My" by Troye Sivan, I think. Dude, these names. Son Holo.
I know. I have another some more names that are no, that was the only one.
I appreciate San Holo. That's pretty cool.
It's a fun pun.
That's pretty cool. Well, Remy, I think we must acknowledge the elephant in the room. There's no elephant in the room. But have you been watching the Olympics?
A little bit. I've been watching some skiing.
Okay.
I live with a skier.
Yes.
And I watched Shaun White's snowboarding.
I was losing my mind.
That was actually a lot of fun.
That was crazy.
Really cool.
Now, I wanted to show you this because there's a little meme going around, and I want to share it with you and everyone. So there's an article posted on Thrillist.com.
Okay.
And the title of the article is "Teen Olympian Overslept, Lost Coat, Said the F Word on TV, and Won U.S.'s First Gold of 2018.
It's about Red Gerard.
Yeah. And then so the first comment is this woman, and is this like 50-year-old? I don't know. She's a grown up. She's a real person.
Uh-huh.
And her name's Deborah. And it says her comment is "Overslept. That sums up the work ethic of that generation." And that has like 800, reacts.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone's reaction to that comment was, "How many gold medals do you and your cat have? Go knit some cat mittens, Deborah." And that has 6,000 likes and reactions.
Wow. Honestly, she deserved that. And she set herself up for it. Because how are you going to criticize
a gold medalist?
Gold
medal,
and you're going to criticize him for being lazy. Imagine what he could do if he didn't oversleep. Probably have won three.
in the one same event. Yeah, I just wanted to share that because I was dying when I saw that.
You always love to see people on the internet who get owned for being stupid.
Yeah. And
it's a lot of fun.
How do you feel about we're now at the age where Olympians are younger than us.
I know. That's why when I saw
it hurts me.
The rookie class of like basketball players going into the NBA being younger than us.
It hurts.
And they're, you know what else is weird though? They're having kids. Like Lonzo Ball's
girlfriend is pregnant.
And Lauri Markkanen just had a child, and Jason Tatum just had a child. They're all rookies. They're 19.
They're young.
They're younger than us. They're having kids. Albeit they
I'm going to need a cane to walk out of the studio
soon.
They're
financially stable than us because they're multimillionaires and they're, you know, the best at what they do. But I still think it's kind of weird to see them, you know, having
yeah,
kids on
Yeah, it's just crazy that... It's okay. It's okay. I'm going to take this time now over these next three songs to reflect. Well, we've got a request to play now.
Oh, yes, we do.
We got. Thank you so much for calling in. We're going to play your requested song right now.
Here we go.
love the way you walk, yeah, the way you talk, you got me hypnotized. I like you.
All right, you just heard Magia by Irka Mateo and Unsweet by DNCE.
Yeah. Not our usual diet of song.
Interesting choice. Interesting diction there.
Thank you.
Yeah, but it is, I think we should play some more foreign songs.
I have a couple of them. My sister is really into foreign language songs, so... And she's recommended a couple to me.
Okay. You know, what languages?
She likes a lot of them. A couple of Spanish songs, some French songs. I think those are the two big ones.
I like the French and Italian, obviously.
French. Maybe a lot of bit of French. I don't know how good her French is now. But yeah, and she's traveled there. So yeah. She used to listen to, I think it was the Moana soundtrack, in like 10 different languages. And I was like, that's just
what?
Gratuitous.
That's so... Is that, would that get redundant, even?
I don't know. And then she would, like, pick which one she thinks sounds the prettiest and then keep us, I think, is what, I don't know. But she liked them all.
But so does that mean that other countries have The Rock as well?
I guess.
They must.
I don't know if she was listening to, I think she was mostly listening to, like, the big song, whatever that is.
You're welcome.
No, not that one. The one, How Far I'll Go, right? That's, like, the major one, I think.
I actually watched it for the first time over what's that called, homecoming. Over home, I went home for homecoming instead. And we were at my friend's house and we were watching it.
Isn't it good? It's great.
It was great. I need to watch it again. We watched Zootopia as well.
Also awesome.
Remy,
I love
Remy.
That
I oh my, we are
it, I've been looking for people to watch it with me for years.
I'll watch it with you,
dude.
Let's
right
watch
now.
It again
right now,
because that movie, I don't know if it's underrated, because like
I think people.
I think it got, did okay.
Yeah, it got pretty big fanfare.
But that was that. The writing on that is incredible.
So good.
The sloth scene, if you know what we're talking about.
Yes.
The perfect amount of rage within me, but also I was cracking up because it's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I wish we could. If we had like a screen of people watching, I would show it.
Oh,
like a podcast type thing. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, it's great. Anyway, we had to share that with you guys. But let's jump right back into it.
She's a psycho from a Midwest suburb. No straight jacket could hold her. Wild eyes, they will lure me in her trap. I go mad just to hold her. Until I noticed that something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, then the look on your face will slowly come undone. cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you won't know me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, hey. She's a loose cannon with a temper so absurd, hiding from the police, yeah. Took pills with a name I'd never heard, but they were for sleep, she fooled me. That's when I noticed that something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you won't know me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, then the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you won't know me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, hey. Something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you won't know me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, then the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you won't know me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, hey. And I tell everyone. And I tell everyone. And I tell everyone. And I tell everyone.
If you just put water in.
No, it's never on the day you leave that you wonder what you still believe in. And you can't remember why you said goodbye. You'll hear an old familiar sound and hope it's her when you turn around. But never, never on the day you leave. Love grows in the time it's been since you last heard her sing. She'll cut her hair and move somewhere. She don't know you anything. No, it's never on the day you leave. You can tell how it's gonna be to watch a girl become a ghost before your eyes. You wish you'd given her one more kiss to put away for a night like this. But never, never on the day you leave. Love grows in the time it's been since you last held her hand. She'll fight for you like hell, then force herself to like some other man. remember Christmas Eve and all the things you miss about a crazy family. You'll know how lonely it is to see a little drugstore Christmas tree, but never, never on the day you leave. No, never, never on the day you leave. So maybe it'd be better off to write her and leave a little note right there beside her that says maybe we're not perfect, but I'll be damned if I ever leave. Damned if I ever leave. Damned if I ever leave.
Waging my wars behind my face and above my throat. Shadows will scream that I'm alone. Oh, oh. From up, down, and sideways. Thank God it's Friday, cause Fridays will always be better than Sundays, cause Sundays are my suicide days. I don't know why they always seem so dismal. Thunderstorms, clouds, snow, and a slight drizzle. Whether it's the weather or the letters by my bed, sometimes death seems better than the migraine in my head. Let it be said what the headache represents. It's me defending in suspense. It's me suspended in a defenseless test, being tested by a ruthless examiner that's represented best by my depressed thoughts. I do not have writer's block. My writer just hates the clock. It will not let me sleep. I guess I'll sleep when I'm dead. And sometimes death seems better than the migraine in my head. Am I the only one I know? Waging my wars behind my face and above my throat. Shadows will scream that I'm alone. But I know. Me for yelling, I'm telling you, green gardens are not what's growing in my psyche. It's a different me, a difficult to beast, a feasting umber down trees. Freeze frame, please let me paint a mental picture portrait. Something you won't forget, it's all about my forehead and how it is a dork that holds back contents that make Pandora's box contents look non-violent. Behind my eyelids are islands of violence. My mind shipwrecked, this is the only land my mind could find. I did not know it was such a violent island, full of tidal waves, suicidal. Lions, they're trying to eat my blood running down the chin. And I know that I can fight or I can let the lion in. I begin to assemble what weapons I can find. Cause sometimes to stay alive, you gotta kill your mind. Am I the only one I know? Waging my wars behind my face and above my throat. Say that we should take a day to break away from all the pain our brain has made. The game is not played alone. And I will say that we should take a moment and hold it and keep it frozen and know that life has a hopeful undertone. And I will say that we should take a day to break away from all the pain our brain has made. The game is not played alone. And I will say that we should take a moment and hold it and keep it frozen and know that life has a hopeful undertone. Made it this far.
made it this far.
All right, you just heard Straight Jacket by Quinn XCII.
Do we know what the Roman numeral is? That a Roman numeral?
That's a Roman numeral.
What would it be?
93.
Oh, nice.
92.
Yeah.
The easiest of them I messed up on. So, Quinn 93. 92. I'm just going to call him Quinn 93 anyway now.
He's going to be so mad because he listened to the show too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's a good point. It's a very good point. I'm sorry, man. Just please. Oh, I already got the message. I already got it. All right. Quinn 92. Never on the Day You Leave by John Mayer. Great guy.
Great guitar player.
Sure.
Dude, oh my goodness. He can shred. Anyway.
He can shred the acoustic guitar.
The electric guitar. I mean, I'm sure he could shred the acoustic too.
I want to see someone shred on an... No one ever says people shred on an acoustic guitar.
They wouldn't say that, but... Anyway.
Okay, and then Migraine by 21 Pilots. Have you ever had a migraine?
No.
Me neither. No. People say it's terrible. I don't know.
Like bad headaches, but I definitely don't think I've had a migraine.
Remy, I'm gonna pull something on you right now.
Oh no.
Your favorite part of the show.
Oh yes.
Yep, you get to do it.
It is time, especially because I'm not doing a song this week.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
My throat is not feeling, you know, that nice.
Cue the audience aww.
Yeah. So instead, we're gonna go find a nice juicy PSA. And all of these...
Hold the mic up to the page flipping. Let's see if we can get some sounds in there.
I don't want to do that.
I'm going to turn the... Oh, no. I got it.
All right, here's one. Don't Drink and Drive.
That's a good one.
On February... Oh, God. This might be sad.
Can you say it in a movie voice?
Wait, it's going to be a sad PSA said in a movie
voice? Oh, okay, never mind.
On February 9th, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed 6 people, including her own sister. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Brought to you by DJ Sweet Fig.
Yeah, sorry to put a downer on
Remy Kumar.
On a fun, upbeat show. Has to be done, has to be said. It is important, though.
Well, we're about to play this song. Is that an upbeat song?
It's you'll see. It's not an upbeat song. It's not it's slow. Also, what is the opposite of upbeat? Is it just slow?
Beat.
I don't think it's low beat. Anyway, you'll see. It's kind of both.
Okay. Well, let's show them.
Mm-hmm.
Super high. catch me if you can.
Yeah.
All right, you just heard Search Party by Sam Bruno.
Mm-hmm. And was it not boats up and low beat at the same time?
It was lots of beats. It was definitely lots of beats.
It's got a driving beat, which is why I consider it not low beat.
A driving beat?
In that it's consistent and it keeps you going. It's not like an acoustic song that has no beat at all. That's what I consider to be like a low beat.
Hmm, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that acoustic songs can't be upbeat, but that was just what I was thinking of.
See, that's what I'm saying. I feel like songs on acoustic guitars are slow, and electric guitars, they shred.
But that is, you would think that, but they can be both. You know, they can be, a song on acoustic guitar can be high or upbeat, and a song on electric guitar can be low beat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you never know. Like, John Mayer does a lot of stuff on electric guitar that is slow.
Yeah.
And then Sheeran does stuff on acoustic guitar. That's fast. There we go. Perfect.
That's our guy.
Perfect.
That's
examples.
Our guy.
Yeah.
That's our guy.
But those are really good examples, I think.
Ed.
Props to me for coming up with those and pat myself on the back.
I'll pat you on the back. Here.
You can't
here.
Reach.
Yeah.
Slide
here,
over.
Yep.
That's okay.
I was tapping loudly so that.
No, got you.
All we have is the audio to entertain
right.
people,
right? You can't see our great gestures and facial expressions.
I actually do the show upside down on a handstand. On a handstand?
While doing a handstand?
In a handstand.
Yes.
Whilst?
Maybe. Whomstative?
I don't know. Whomstative. All right, let's jump back into it.
You got pink black eyes from loving too hard, and a black car that matches your blackest soul. I wouldn't change it. Try to make you leave, no. Savage.
many questions and places to go. There are too many options, far too many unknowns. This is why I need you. And everyone talks now, but no one is right. There are too many armies with no one to fight. This is why I need you. 'Cause you make the darkness less dark. You make the edges less sharp. You make the winter feel warmer. And you make my weakness less weak. You make the bottom less deep. You make the waiting feel shorter. You make my crazy feel normal every time. You are the who, love is the what, and this is the why. Problems and no one who cares. There are so many roads and they all need repairs. This is why I need you. And there's not enough chocolate, there's too many chores. There are so many mountains that I haven't explored. This is why I need you. 'Cause you make the darkness less dark. You make the edges less sharp. You make the winter feel warmer. And you make my weakness less weak. You make the bottom less deep. You make the waiting feel shorter. Crazy feel normal every time. You are the who, love is the what, and this is the why. You keep the ship moving forward, and you make it easy to try. You make my crazy feel normal every time. You are the who, love is the what, and this is the why. You are the who, love is the what, and this is the why. You are the who, love is the what, and this is the why.
Hit 'em with the boots in July, bitch, I don't need. I gotta go bigger. I gotta go bigger. 5,000 on a coat, 'cause it's fly. No, I don't speak broke. Still, I gotta go bigger. Fucking go figure. There's an aching, there's a hole in my chest. It's amazing that the crown of a king doesn't change me. It's amazing, baby, that we all want, we all need fashion. Baby, that we all want, we all need fashion. Have I lost control of voices? I might need my soul. But that's when I remember that we all want. We all need fashion. Lost in it, living life through a phone. Now it's all I know. I gotta go bigger. I gotta go bigger. Yeah. $5 million man's insecure. Stuck in high school mode. Still I gotta go.
All right, you just heard This Is Why I Need You by Jesse Rubin and Fashion by John Bellion.
John Bellion's a very interesting composer, I think.
Yeah.
He's got some cool stuff. And I think what's become kind of a trend is songwriters who have good voices are changing from just writing songs for other people to writing their own stuff and keeping it. Like Julia Michaels, I think, is like relatively new.
Was he a songwriter?
She, Julia.
John Bellion, yeah.
Well, I don't know for sure, but in one of his songs, he talks about like making artists feel self-conscious from the honesty and soul. So I think that's like...
Wait, whoa, him, like, say that again?
Making artists feel self-conscious from the honesty and soul of like something, whatever.
Whoa.
But I think he's talking about writing songs for other like musicians.
Yeah.
And like making them really sad and personal. That's why they're feeling self-conscious.
Was that a horn outside?
Yeah, I think it was outside.
Oh, okay.
We pick up the cars on the street.
Yeah,
really
the sirens
well.
Come in. Wow. All right.
Anyway, but yeah, I think he was a songwriter. I can check that.
Well, I don't know if it was just my mom or both my parents, but mm-hmm. I was talking about I liked that cover art a lot, and I have it now. It's in my room.
That's so cool. It is a really cool album cover. There's so much to look at there. A lot of colors.
Yeah.
Colors. Also, I just noticed my chair is slowly just like
is it sinking?
And I kept thinking like, wow, did Dylan just get taller? Or like, what's going on here?
I haven't grown for 4 years, and now I'm growing. Yeah, there's a lot of yellow and orange, which are my least two favorite colors.
Really? I'm a big fan of orange. Red
Why?
Is my favorite
Why?
Color.
Why? What is the appeal of orange?
It's got this glow.
No.
It's like a sunrise
No.
or a sunset.
No.
It's like the start and end of things.
Oh. Oh.
All right, fine.
I mean, look at the buttons in the studio are red and orange, which is better,
yeah.
But oh.
What's
yellow
your favorite
and
color?
Orange. Honey glazed light macadamia with a side of turquoise. It's not. It's not a real color.
That sounds like a dessert at like a hipster like coffee shop.
It's not a real color. I made it up 1 year because I didn't. I mean, if I'm being honest, probably blue.
You do wear a lot of blue. Remember when it was really important when we were like 5 or 6 to have a cool favorite color, and
yeah.
Everyone would be like electric blue.
I also like.
I didn't
purple.
Even know what electric blue looked like, but I would say it
Battery
all the time.
Battery charged blue. That's one of my friend's favorite colors.
Really? What does yes. that look like?
I don't know. I don't have these crayons.
Yeah, someone was using some high-end crayons.
But I did use a crayon when we were gonna repaint my room.
Mm-hmm.
According to my parents, I said I'm just gonna give you. They were like, "What color do you want to paint your room?" And I was like, "I know." And I got a crayon and I handed it to my mom.
Uh-huh.
And then my mom brought it to like Home Depot.
That's
and
awesome.
Was like, "This is the color he wants." And the dude was like, "This is a crayon.
Take this crayon, blow it up to 30 times the size, and just color in the
Make
room.
Make it his room.
What color
or
was it?
Or buy the same crayon over and over and over, hold them together,
oh,
and just
smart.
Paint it with a crayon.
Smart. What color was it?
Turquoise, I believe.
Turquoise. What a great color. I've got some turquoise in my room.
What?
I've got a couple colors. My parents did a great job painting my room. Anyway.
I'm
talking a lot about colors.
Yeah.
They're nice. You know what's cool?
The stupid colors and the good colors. Anyway, we got one song left, Remy. So.
One song left in 4 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll say bye to them, and then
yeah.
we can listen to the last song together.
All right.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you all next week. Have a happy President's Day.
I don't know.
I
don't know.
I don't either. If you have tomorrow off, enjoy tomorrow.
Oh, yes, we have tomorrow off. I always have tomorrow off.
But, oh, well, I don't.
Yeah, this is great.
Okay, yeah.
Tomorrow off.
Enjoy
right.
tomorrow. This has been DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
We'll come up with something. This has been It's All About Perspective, and we will see you next
Have
week.
Have a great week.
I saw it coming from miles away. I better speak up if I got something to say, 'cause it ain't over until she sings. You had your reasons, you had a few, but you know that I would go anywhere for you, 'cause it ain't over until she sings. I just need to get
me taste your smile until the morning light. Ain't no going back the way you look tonight. I see it in your eyes. I just need